Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, Jesse Agler is back. And obviously, with what happened yesterday, he's brought some pretty strange weather back with him.
Well, no, there's different atmospheric conditions
that
can affect things. Is it an El Nino? Is that maybe part of the deal?
We've also got Kurt Bavacqua in studio, the man mainly responsible for Jesse's return, because with all of the wild success of his postgame show, Jesse thought he was aiming for his gig here on Padres Social Hour.
Why would you think I would do that?
Why would I ever think that?
I don't know.
Crazy Jesse.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Jesse Agler and Kurt Bavacqua.
It has been so long.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I remember how to do this. Welcome
to
Padres.
You.
Oh, you're too kind.
Yeah.
Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. If you are watching on television and you're saying, oh boy, I hope the Padres get the game in tonight. Look at that. It is absolutely beautiful here. It is perfect. The storm is gone. The weather has cleared. And it's an absolutely gorgeous day. Welcome inside the AMR studios and Petco Park with former Padre, what's your name again? Kurt Bavacqua.
That's it.
I'm Jesse Agler.
Just call me Doctor.
The Doctor B is here.
You've heard about that, right?
Tell us the doctor.
No. I'm not getting it.
All right, fine. A lot of people are very concerned about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I, we grew up in South Florida where every single day for like 7 months out of the year, it storms. And it's just part of the deal. San Diego, as we know, very different. It doesn't rain here very often. One could say not even enough because we got this big drought. So yesterday, a nearly two-hour rain delay. And I want to start today's show off on that note with the Maui Jim weather report. Okay? We're going to get this right out of the chute. We're going to give everybody the latest weather update on the Maui Jim weather report. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Here.
The weather.
Put my glasses on.
You got your Maui Jim.
My Maui Jims.
The weather is absolutely perfect here at Petco Park. That's essentially the Maui Jim weather. It's 64 degrees. The rain is gone. It is sunny. It is bright. You could wear those outside. They look good, by the way, because of how nice it is here downtown. You got no worries if you're thinking about coming out to the ballpark tonight.
You have no worries being a weatherman in San Diego either.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a nice gig,
pretty
right?
Pretty good gig.
All right. So that's the Maui Jim weather report, which is brought to you by Maui Jim sunglasses with lenses that eliminate glare and make colors pop. Maui Jim sunglasses don't shield your view of the world. They bring it to life. Kurt can attest to that firsthand. All right. So there you go. It's nice out. We're good. And now that we've gotten the weather stuff out of the way, we can talk about a fun game from last night, Kurt Bavacqua. We had a little bit of weird baseball yesterday, didn't we?
Did. You know, I'm so happy to see them come back and play the way they did last night. And people don't realize how difficult it is to do what Tyson Ross did last night.
Yeah.
And it's just a really, really tough thing to do. And if we have time, we can get into that a little later.
We can get into that at any time. If you'd like to discuss it now, I'm more than happy to discuss it now.
It's hard to go out and warm up.
Yes.
And prepare yourself for the game.
Yes.
Get the adrenaline flowing. Get everything going on. Go in, and literally, I've never seen a game start where a pitcher's only pitched the one hitter before. That's first.
What was it, six pitches?
That was it.
Something like that?
And then they held their hands up. Time to go.
I'm with you. I don't know that I've ever seen that one
before.
It
was a strange thing.
Very strange thing. So then you go an hour and 56 minutes, and then the dude comes right back out there. And Buddy Black talked about this in the dugout before batting practice today. And he goes, hey, you got to know your pitchers. Some guys, they would want no part of that. You know, just whether mentally, they would want no part of going back out there after a delay. The routine is off. They're messed up, whatever. Some guys don't even like pitching, even if they haven't gone out there yet after a rain delay. He said, you got to know your guys. He was not worried about Tyson Ross, and I think Tyson showed us why.
Proof positive.
Exactly.
Yeah, he pitched very well last night.
All right, so there you go. Let's get the rain stuff out of the way, all the particulars from yesterday, right? 1 hour and 56-minute rain delay after the one out in the top of the first. It was just the fifth rain delay in Petco Park history. I mean, this is legitimately rare stuff. It was the sixth overall delay. You remember you had the bees back a few years ago. But this was the fifth rain delay in Petco Park history. We went 337 games played between the delays at Petco Park. That's a lot of home games, 337.
It's crazy. I'm trying to figure out, what year were the bees?
2009. '09.
So it's been that long, huh?
6 years since the Bees.
Wow. Time flies.
When you're having fun. I mean, the Bees were fun. Not for, you know, being there, obviously, but like
different.
It's a different, right.
It's different.
It's not your run-of-the-mill delay. And
so skunks and bees and
we've had
a
skunks
bit
at Qualcomm. Yeah, bees and once in a while. Right? That's it. That's how you know there have been so few delays here when it comes to the weather is because, like, the bees and the skunks are almost equal to the rain in the number of delays over the course of the year. All right, so Tyson Ross, I thought that was cool, right? Hour and 56 minutes, then he gets Escobar and Worth, like, no big deal. Just comes right back out there, gets the next two outs. Then the Padres come up in the bottom of the first inning. You got two outs, nobody on, and you're saying, okay, you know, we'll get to Fister eventually. But Matt Kemp, single. Justin Upton, single. And then Derek Norris, a three-run home run to give the Padres a 3-0 lead. That is our super cut of the day. Derek Norris, a big cut and a big home run for our Supercuts cut of the game. And this sort of allowed you, right, to take a deep breath and say, all right, this feels like a good night.
Absolutely. It was a good thing. Two quick outs, good morning, good afternoon, good night. That was a perfect deal. Three zip, score three runs, you got Tyson Ross on the mound, you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, just to be able to jump on them so quickly and get that thing done. It was awesome. And so he earns that Supercuts cut of the game. What a fun swing, by the way, from Derek Norris. Like, just the power off the guy's bat. It's fun to watch him get into one, I think.
I can't wait to get into the swing that you'll be talking about in a second.
Ah, the triple?
No.
Oh.
No, another player.
Spangy?
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about Spangy.
Yeah,
all right,
that's what I figured.
Derek Norris's home run is the Supercuts cut of the game. At Supercuts, they pay attention to every detail, the cut, the lines, the hot towel, the finish, so you can feel sharp, clean, and ready to go. Find a Supercuts near you at supercuts.com. Nice job, Derek Norris. You earned that haircut. So there you go. Bottom of the second. Again, same situation, right? Two outs. Nobody on base in the bottom of the second inning. And then you get the Spangenberg homer. You get the Venable walk, the Kemp single, the two-run triple from Norris. He just barely misses another home run right there. But you liked Spangy, huh?
I liked his second home run.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's skip ahead to that.
Well, we don't
have
to.
No, that's fine. Because then the game was over, basically. They jumped up to the 7-0 lead, and it was like, get out of here, Nationals. So the second Spangenberg home run. We're rolling with Spangy. What did you like?
We are, but I'm still wondering what goes on with two outs in pitchers' minds. It's not just the Padres. It's also the opposition where you get two quick outs and something happens. What is it? What is that stuff?
You think a guy relaxes?
From Little League on up.
You think it's like a psychological thing? That you're like, all right, I'm feeling good?
It has to be, but I guarantee every coach on the sidelines is saying, let's get this third out.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, phew, okay, I'm good now.
All right.
And then all heck breaks loose.
Yeah. Craziness.
It's amazing how many times it happens.
It's got to be right for the pitcher and for his team. That's got to be one of the worst feelings because you think you're about to get out of the inning. Like mentally, right? You got the two outs. Nobody's aboard. You're like, here we go. We're going to get back to hitting. And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. And things change a little bit.
I'd like to know, and I know somebody out there has got them. You know some of our Twitter followers has it, with number of runs scored with no outs, one outs, and two outs. It's going to be more with no outs and one outs. I mean, it almost has to be.
Yeah.
But because a two outs hit, you ever hear everybody complaining about low batting averages being there and players not coming through with two out hits. But our guys aren't like that right now.
Yeah, the Padres have been good in those situations
without question.
We've seen all the runners in scoring position numbers, particularly with two outs. They've been very good. Speaking of numbers, by the way, I want to get to this. We just talked a lot about Derek Norris. He had the homer and the triple last night. So we went full on cycle watch. Because, I mean, you get the homer and the triple out of the way, your first two at-bats, you're feeling pretty good. He obviously, that was it. You know, he had a walk later on, but no more hits after that. But look at this number. Friar Figures on Twitter, which is a must-follow, by the way. Derek Norris now has 18 extra base hits this season. The next highest total by a National League catcher is 9. Yasmani Grandal has 9 extra base hits this year. That is half. I'm good at math. Half of what Derek Norris has. That's how productive Derek Norris has been offensively so far this year. He's doubled up the next highest total of extra base hits from a catcher in the National League.
I'm looking for Rene Rivera's name. Why, look at the first three guys on the list.
I know. It's all the former Padres. Grandal and Hundley are next with 9-8, and then Yadier, the Padre killer, Miguel Montero. I think all 7 came against the Padres, by the way. And Wilson Ramos, who is in the lineup for a second consecutive night here. But, man, that is eye-opening stuff.
It really is.
18 extra base hits for Derek Norris. The National League catcher next has 9. Niner. Rene Rivera is in the American League, by the way, so that might be.
I knew he was.
No, I know. I know.
Just so in case somebody, everybody up there.
Yeah, no, all the former Padres.
All former Padres.
Where's Benito Santiago on that list?
Speaking of Benito,
yeah,
I tried to call him because of the alumni situation.
Well, you've got your show after Saturday night home games. You can see Kurt Bavacqua after Padres Live, the post-game show, sitting down with a couple of former Padres and just telling stories.
That's true.
So I wanted to promote the program for you.
I appreciate that.
You called Benny.
We actually have somebody scheduled that's not a Padre alumni.
He must be a pretty big deal then.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh. Are you going to tell us who?
No.
It's a secret? This is tomorrow night.
We'll tease the show. No.
Oh, it's not tomorrow night. Oh,
it's not tomorrow night.
Later this month. Okay.
It's the following show.
So a Hall of Famer.
With Raleigh Fingers.
So Raleigh's
on the show.
So Raleigh's on the show.
With a player that's not a former Padre player, but a Hall of Famer, and lives in the Southern California market.
That narrows it down to half the Hall of Fame. That's good. That's a good hint.
And it's not Gaylord, because his name's in the news because of Deflategate.
Yes.
And that was the first thing I got barraged with this morning
on
the
course.
Radio.
Hey, doctoring baseballs, let's talk to Gaylord Perry. Doctoring footballs, let's talk to Gaylord Perry. Okay.
I know, I couldn't figure it out either.
Yeah.
But they were talking about cheating.
No, I understand.
Sports.
People cheat, you know.
Is that cheating, you think?
Doctoring the ball? It's not. It doesn't offend me. It doesn't offend me. And I know it's against the rules, but it doesn't hurt my feelings.
Do you realize during my time in the major league level how bad the
By the way, I'd put all the steroid guys in the Hall of Fame, too, so I'm not necessarily the right guy to ask. I would put them all in.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like the bad guy, not the guys that were terrible, but like the Maguire's, Bonds. Yeah, put them in, man.
You mean so if guys took steroids and they didn't produce, you wouldn't put them in the Hall of Fame?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
The 220 guys that hit like six home runs, they're not going in.
Why did you take them in the first place?
No, I know.
They would only hit 180.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so you're not going to tell us who the Hall of Famer is, though?
No.
Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Fingers is coming on the show.
Okay, who's on tomorrow night, by the way? Are we saying that yet?
Tomorrow? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow night we have Jim LaFever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
And there's – Jim LaFever is a very interesting guy, and you're going to learn a lot about him and Kevin Ward.
Okay.
Who's also on tomorrow night, who is a San Diego, living in San Diego now.
All right.
Played for the Pods for a couple of years.
I look forward to this.
Some interesting stuff.
Okay, so if you're, and then later this month, Raleigh Fingers and a mystery Hall of Famer. Will you tell me off the air? I won't tell anybody.
Sure.
Okay, good. Well, that's all I care about. I just wanted to know for myself. Hey, we gotta take a break. I'm sorry.
He was a switch hitter and played for the Orioles.
Really? I've got a pretty good guess.
Yeah, well, I bet you do.
Wow. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't only play for the Orioles.
That's correct. That's correct, too. He played for the other team.
A couple other. I see Cleveland, maybe.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
The Mets at some point.
I lost track of him for a couple of years.
Yeah, the Mets.
That was only 1 year.
Yeah,
right?
It was like the early 90s. What a mess the Mets were at that point. But they were trying. Interesting. All right. Well, I think people probably have.
And we have a history.
Yes.
So that's why.
All right. Well,
that's. And I are friends.
Those are. That's
and I are bros.
You went from not wanting to give any hints to essentially giving it away.
I didn't give it away. You know.
Okay. I think you gave it away. All right. We'll take a break when we come back. Friend of the program, Eno Saris, is here. He writes on FanGraphs. He wrote recently about how healthy Will Myers' wrist is, and now it's not. So we can blame him for that. He also had a really good piece on James Shields and his strikeout pitch du jour. Or at least of choice these days. So Eno will be here a little bit later on, too. We're going to do some old school, new school. We're going to put Kurt on the couch with Brady Phelps, and we're going to have an old school, new school battle. All of that is coming up. Tomorrow night's baseball night in San Diego giveaway here at Petco is a Padres hoodie presented by Toyota for every fan in attendance. Still tickets available for the game against the Nats at 5:40. So get your tickets now at Padres.com. I've seen the hoodie. I saw it today. This is a nice one, man. It's like a nice light pullover. Perfect for San Diego. Perfect for San Diego. That's tomorrow night's giveaway. Take a break. Come back. Eno Saris will also get to some of your Twitter questions. As the night goes on, it's Padres Social Hour live from the AMR studio at Petco Park.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United Airlines. Kurt Bavacqua is here. You know the guy on Twitter? A blooper. You know how we do the Twitter questions and people do the hashtag PadresSH?
Yes.
So there's a guy, he tweets a lot, Baby Davey.
Yeah,
you know, he's here.
Really?
Yeah. First time he's here.
We're getting more and more spectators here.
I like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So welcome, Baby Davey, and welcome to Eno Saris from Fangraphs.com. Eno is, and I don't mean to embarrass you, one of my favorite baseball writers. I enjoy reading everything he writes. That's not sarcastic or anything or exaggerating. That's real. I really, really, really like things that he writes. And so as a reward, he is going to be put on the Cholula hot seat. So welcome to Padres Social Hour, Eno, and welcome to the Cholula hot seat. I hope you can handle it nicely.
Do I get some free hot sauce?
We'll get you a bottle. We got all the different flavors. We'll get you hooked up. All right, so I mentioned this a moment ago. You wrote recently about Will Myers and how healthy his wrists are this year and how good that has been for him, and now he's got some tendonitis in the wrists. I'm not really blaming you for this. It's the way they blame me for bringing up that Derek Norris is halfway to the cycle and then he doesn't get it or a no-hitter. There are no jinxes, man. Like, we can't be blamed for these things, right?
Yeah, no, it's not my fault. But, you know, I asked him something that he didn't really answer. He has huge hands.
Massive.
I mean, they are massive. And I asked him, you know, do you think this has anything to do with your injuries? And he was like, well, he did not get it, but he was like, I was born this way, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
what else is
what
he
can
supposed
I do about
to say?
It? Yeah, what can I do about it? But I
are you a doctor? Do you have a medical opinion? Have you talked to any doctors about that?
Okay, I have not. Okay. But, I mean, it is weird that he both wrists.
Sure.
And he has these huge hands. But I think in general, you know, the reason he was going well was that he was finally healthy. And it is sad to hear that he's got a little more tendonitis. But it's not as big a deal as last time, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that's what we're hoping for.
This is where the doctor thing comes in.
Dr. Kurt, that's right. I thought you were a psychologist. I thought that's the kind of doctor you are.
It's kind of like the guy with the big head that keeps walking through the door and hitting his head on a door jamb.
It wasn't a guy.
Who was it?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. We had an incident here a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no, I thought that's what you were referencing.
No.
A member of the
big
team.
Big hands, a big head, you know, they get in the way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's, like, more natural, more prone to breaks or anything, but more that they get in the way and that there's more to break.
Okay, well, there could be something to that. Maybe not. But there could be. You also wrote recently about James Shields, which I thought really, really fascinating. I think before, not his last start, but the previous one, and about curveball usage. James Shields, right, if you have been a baseball fan for the last however many years that he's been on the scene, you think changeup, right? That's the first thing you think with James Shields. But you did the research, and then you spoke to him, and that's one of the main reasons I love reading what Eno writes on Fangraphs, is that he's not just looking at the numbers. He's going to talk to these guys about how they actually approach things. But a lot more curveball in strikeout situations, what, last year and this year? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years he's gone to it more. And, you know, I asked him, he was funny because he said, what is this, a sabermetric rundown? And I said, yeah, kind of, I guess, but you're doing well. But he said, you know, it isn't so much that he looked around the league and was like, I need to throw more curveballs. It was that he just noticed that people were sitting on his changeup more. And he's the best right-handed changeup in the game, you know, quote-unquote, and that they were just looking for it and hitting it better. So he thought, you know, here comes the knuckle curve instead.
You know what I like about James? He will pitch inside, and he pitches up in the strike zone also, which I think makes him very effective. Thayer's one of the other guys. Quackenbush isn't afraid to do it. There's actually a couple other guys on the staff that I'd like to see do it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You want to see more pitching up?
More. I think because everybody tries to figure out how anybody hits Craig Kimbrell, if he pitched up and in, nobody would hit him.
They would just stay all the way back in the box. And
He would be unhittable.
Well, here's the thing, though. I was just talking to Bryce Harper about that exact thing, and he said, you know, I like it up and away. And if the guy can hit three straight times in on the hands, up and in, I tip my hat to him. But I don't think many guys can do that.
Control-wise, that they're going to eventually leak one out.
And there's going to leak out. And, you know, that's where the whiffs are. And I agree with you that a lot of times, I mean, Bumgarner is great at it. You know, when you throw high in the zone, that's where the whiffs are. But that's also where the homers are if it you know, gets into the happy zone.
So Harper basically told you he doesn't look for the ball inside. He looks for it away.
He said maybe fight
it off.
A
lot of hitters that do just the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, especially left-handed hitters. I mean, that's what we were talking about a little bit, was that the lefty happy zone is normally low and in. And he said, I don't even like it there.
Hmm. It's always interesting.
He'd like to hear that one day he hit three. Or the, no, the, his fifth home run in that series of home runs was the one that was down and in, a down and in breaking ball with two strikes. But that's what happens to breaking balls.
Yeah.
Well, that's also what happens, right, when a guy's that locked in. If he doesn't usually like it down there, but the thing looks like a beach ball coming in at 20 miles an hour, probably not going to bother him too much.
That's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Eno Saris is on Twitter, at Eno Saris, E-N-O-S-A-R-R-I-S. I encourage you to follow him. Tonight's starter for the Padres, Odrisimer Despaña. I know you've talked to him a couple of times as well. Last year we were fascinated by that crossed-finger grip, which was maybe not as interesting as we thought it was going in, but still kind of a quirky deal.
Well, I thought it was his changeup, and I really haven't seen anyone throw a changeup like that. So I was sort of flabbergasted by it. I do grips all the time, so you know I thought you know here's the Moby Dick of grips, you know. But then I talked to him about it, and it's a slow curve, so it's kind of like a knuckle curve, but it's his ephus, and there's not a lot of guys who throw as many ephuses, ephi. Ephi?
Yes, no, absolutely ephi. Yeah, there's no question.
So there's not as many people
look
who
up.
Throw as many ephi as as Odorizumar. So I just thought it is still interesting, not quite as weird. I did find one. This is breaking news. I found a grip. I finally found a grip that is unlike any other. I'm gonna write about it next week.
Next week, are you gonna give us any hints?
Matt Latos.
Okay, former Padre.
Yeah.
Matt Latos
he
has
throws
a
pitch that nobody else in baseball throws.
Very interesting.
It's very strange.
Very cool. Eno Saris writes for Fangraphs, fangraphs.com. Like I said, really fascinating stuff with pitching. Goes, talks to these guys, learns some things. Always nice to see you here in San Diego. I know you enjoy what this town has to offer.
Beer?
Yeah. Eno not only writes about baseball, he also writes about beer. So you can check that out, too.
Yeah, this is a good place to be if you like beer.
If you like beer and baseball.
Best beer park. We do actually sort of not ranking so much because we haven't done every park, but we do beer reviews of the ballparks. And of the ones we've done, far and away the best.
So have you done Miller Park? Say you've done Miller Park.
We've had someone do it.
You got to love that.
Beat the beer place. The
unfortunately,
thing that's
beer. Absolutely.
Yeah. But the selection doesn't stand up to here. I mean, it's got the history. It's got the quirks and the brewer and all that. It's great.
It's almost like Denver.
Yeah. Yeah. Denver beer selection is not great either. So I think the best are, you know, Seattle here and AT&T San Francisco.
We're number one. How about that? It's a West Coast thing.
Be you proud, folks.
That's it. Hey, at least you got that. All right, very cool. Eno Saris on Fangraphs on Twitter. Make sure you check him out. He was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula is the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap for a bunch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out the new green pepper sauce flavor today. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. A little old school, new school. Brady Phelps is here. He's going to argue violently with Kurt Bavakwa. And also,
wrestle.
We want to make... Never mind. Happy birthday, Friar Fever, too. Want to make sure to get that in there. Take a break. Come back. Old school, new school, right after this.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
All right, welcome back, Petco Park. If you are concerned about the weather tonight, don't be. Downtown. It's gorgeous. That is a live shot, if you're watching on television or online, that is a live shot of the bay from atop Petco Park. Literally, not a cloud in the sky.
That is a true statement.
That's the voice of Brady Phelps. He's at Lob Shots on the internet. And he's here to play a little game we like to call Old School, New School. Now, Kurt, this is just the second time we're doing this, and it's the first time you're participating. Last time, Brady went head-to-head with Randy Jones, the left-hander. Blooper, who won that day? Who was the winner of the competition?
Randy Jones.
Okay, so Randy was the winner. And one might ask oneself, how does one win old school, new school? So what happens is I will throw out a topic, and then Kurt, who represents the old school, will argue against Brady, who represents the new school, and Blooper is like the judge, and he judges.
So... Let's just say that it was totally accurate scoring last time. No shenanigans whatsoever.
Did Randy start this? Because he's the cranky one?
I think we just came up with it one day when we had nothing else to talk about.
Okay.
And it was sort of it turned into one of those things.
This could be fun.
Well, yeah, no, the point is it's fun.
Yeah,
that's the idea, is that it's fun and compelling and hopefully informative.
Randy and I basically made fun of each other for about 15 minutes. So.
There you go.
which are pretty easy.
Now, the guys do not know the topics going into it. That's part of the beauty of old school, new school, is that they don't know the topics of the thing. So we're going to start this out here, and we got some serious ones, and we got some not as serious ones. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. The very first one is a hot topic around baseball the last couple of seasons, defensive shifts. And the commissioner kind of went out there, and his very first day in office, he sort of just wondered aloud what it would be like to ban them, and people lost their minds. But generally speaking, Kurt Bevacqua, Brady Phelps, what do you think of all the shifting around baseball right now? Old school, you're up first. You're
I'm up first.
Old school
beauty.
Is up.
Why am I old school?
Because
that's the way it is?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're the – I'm not trying to say you're the older guy.
Let me tell you how I feel about the shifts. I feel like the shifts, you can play wherever you want to on the field. The hitters are idiots because if you can't beat a shift where every infielder is from second base over to first, there's something wrong with you as a major league player.
So you just called Matt Kemp an idiot?
Absolute idiot. Yeah. No, I tell you what, Matt Kemp can beat the shift anytime he wants to. He's got the ability to do it.
He'd be batting 1,000 if he could do that.
No. He hits the ball the other way as good as anybody in the league. There's other guys that can't even do it.
Right, like Adrian Gonzalez?
They can't do it. No, Adrian hits the ball the other way pretty good also.
Right, but I think
you're
that's not beating the shift. Like the shift is awesome because these guys look at like statistical charts that you know they didn't have way back in the Stone Ages when you played. And
what do you mean Stone Ages? They had chart. We're the ones that started charts, so don't give me that crap.
Well, then where was the shift back then? The shift didn't exist like it does now.
No,
they got
because
guys
our
in Korea
were
playing,
much for,
playing
they
behind
were much
the catcher.
Smarter. If a guy likes the ball in, we pitched him away. If a guy likes the ball outside, we pitched him in.
All right. So what's
therefore
your answer? What do you think
the
of the shift?
So you like the shift?
No.
Okay, you hate the shift. I'm not even sure what the question was.
There is no actual question.
Your
thoughts.
There's
good.
No question.
Yeah. My thoughts are the shift is awesome, and if you're a ball player that is so arrogant that you think you're going to hit a jack instead of like throwing down a bunt down to third base to get on base, then that's I don't know. That's on you. Then the shift won.
He just agreed with me.
No, I didn't. I don't agree with
you. Blooper, who wins the argument? You can
he
say
absolutely
it's a draw.
Just agreed with
you
me.
Can say it's a draw because I don't even know what they're debating.
I'm going to withdraw on that one.
Okay, it's a draw. Nobody wins round one.
That's because he agreed
with me. That
was
classic manipulation that you just did, by the way. To like, oh, Blooper, no, you decide. You decide, but it's a draw. You decide, though.
You didn't really argue anything. It was kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Blooper, you got to come up with questions next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You right. can't be agreeing with what I say, but just use different words.
That's what Randy did with me the whole time last time.
Wow. But not even here to defend himself. All right, now, topic two. You remember back in the quote-unquote Stone Ages when a relief pitcher would come in and they had the little bullpen carts, the buggies that would bring the guys in. So instead of the relief pitcher doing an athletic thing and taking himself or running himself to the mound, he was driven there in the bullpen cart. New school, how do you feel about bullpen carts?
I love the idea of the bullpen buggy. Like the Padres bullpen buggy is maybe my favorite thing ever in the history of baseball that I don't know if Blooper has a photo of one of those bad boys.
Yeah, no, he's very well prepared today.
Even though I emailed you a photo of. Anyway, I think that the pitcher should run out there. You got to get warmed up. Don't pull a Heath Bell and slide into the mound. But I do think, you know, I love the idea of the Hell's Bells, the music, and, you know, running into your own song and getting fired up. So
let me just add there, because I never thought of it that way. Can you imagine how less cool Hell's Bells would have been for Trevor Hoffman if he was like, riding in a big hat? Like, it would completely ruin the whole thing. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Kurt, you played during the era of bullpen carts.
I think a bullpen cart is awesome. But what they should use it for is to take a relief pitcher off the field when he gets shelled.
Can you imagine?
They should lay him down, put the medics in their cart with him, and bring him into the clubhouse.
So it's like a relief pitcher's version of the Walk of Shame.
Right. There you go.
Right
he has to ride off in a giant like bubblegum cart.
That's it. Now, who won that one, Blooper?
Brady.
Oh, police.
New school. That's the new school.
Whoa,
sound
we just
effect.
Had a little sound. That
yeah,
was...
we have sound effects. Here,
and you said he wasn't prepared.
Oh, yeah. That's the new school. We probably should have done this earlier. That's the winner of the new school sound effect. If old school wins, this is what you'll hear. And again,
that's
if
so, that's school... the last time you'll hear that?
Oh, how about
it.
That? All right,
that's
here's here's the next topic, and this sort of goes back to something that happened during the road trip, but then again last night. Personal topic of interest. You know, in softball, They got the double base at first, the orange base in the runner's lane. Tyson Ross last night is trying to get himself to first base. The throw hits him in the back. He's called out, which is ridiculous. He is in the runner's lane until he gets towards first base, and then he has to reach his leg out. I just pulled something. To try and get to the base, and he's called out. So should we have a double base at first base the way they do in, like, slow pitch softball? Old school, what do you think? Double base at first.
This is, you're still the old school guy. I don't know if you remember.
I'm just thinking about double base. I mean, somebody just asked me.
Do you know what we're talking
about?
There
should be two
Blooper
bases.
Has a picture of the base.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So
what your silence
home,
is saying that you think that the question is so asinine that you would ever put a double
exactly
base.
Exactly what
he's
I'm thinking.
He's just trying to touch the bag. That's all right. He's trying to do, and he's called out. He should have a
bunt
single.
He should have been called out. He's in the baseline.
He's perfect there, and at the
no,
end.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's got to be outside the line.
You got to be inside the line. You got to be in foul, quote unquote, foul territory.
Correct.
And he was running there. Blooper, can we show the softball base? We emailed this to you.
That's why they have a running lane.
Oh, so
been, that running lane's been there for a long
him,
time.
Apparently not.
there it is.
So what do you think of the double base?
I think the double.
Oh, wait, he never answered.
Oh, he did.
Old, yeah,
his silence.
No, you're very anti.
I want the double base. I want the double base, and I want it to be orange like that, too, because it's so ridiculous. Yeah, I think the double base is great. Let's do it. Let's put it in there. I don't want any pitchers stretching grinds, you know?
Blooper, who wins this round?
Brady.
Oh.
I'm all for the double base.
New school.
This is the last time I play this stupid game.
Oh, somebody's a sore loser.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
All right, we got to get through the next two quickly here. For a lot of reasons. The brushback pitch is next. We've been talking about this a lot, it seems like, this season. Moving a guy's feet, you know, if he's too comfortable at the plate. Brady, when I say brushback pitch, what do you think as a new school guy?
I'm all about it, and if you hit him, so be it. I love it. Get him off the plate. What do you think?
As a hitter, a guy that had to stand in, what do you think of the brushback pitch?
I hate to agree with him, but I have to.
Okay. So there's no debate here.
Not at all.
A blooper?
I feel like
what's old school and new school here?
I don't know.
I think new school, they don't do it as much.
Right.
So you're mad at me for stealing your answer then?
Yeah, that was an old school
I
answer.
Feel like Brushing you actually back. Were setting me up to talk about Tommy Lasorda with Kurt.
I don't know what you're talking
that
about.
Was a setup.
I have no idea.
That is hands down, by the way, in history.
If Tommy would have brushed somebody back, he would have lasted more than four innings in the big leagues.
Oh, man.
Tommy the pitcher.
I wish Tommy was here.
I wish he was, too.
All right, last one. Kurt wins that one. It's 2-1. It's all on the line here.
Okay.
Old school blooper, right? Old school wins that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And
there it
yay.
Is. This is off the rails.
So charge!
We're winning all the awards for this show. All right, the last one. So there's a big rumor yesterday. Blooper, you have this picture? He's got this one. There was a big rumor yesterday that at the All-Star game this year, the players were going to be wearing faux pillbox hats because, you know, the Reds have this history of pillbox hats. So that was the rumor yesterday that during the All-Star game, all the players were going to wear these hats, obviously based upon what team they were. You see the Padres won all the way at the bottom, second from the right. It came out today, though, we found out they were just prototypes. They're not going to be worn. Now, the pillbox hat, really, you saw a lot of them in 76 with the Bicentennial. That was a big deal. The Pirates, though, actually wore them for several seasons. Kurt, in fact, as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates, wore a pillbox hat.
Look at that.
They're just incredible, incredible things.
Look
different
at that.
Shape, and then the stripes around the base, I guess, or the head
wow.
of the hat.
Same exact mustache.
So pillbox hat, man, that's a glorious, glorious picture.
That's so good.
What year is that, KB?
Glorious.
Look at that
what
hat.
What happened to my moss?
And
so good.
You're legitimately caught off guard by that image.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So, all right, Brady, actually, new school guy, you wore a pillbox hat today.
I know, and I did not know that this was going to be a question. I loved those designs when they came out. I think it's awesome to mix it up. And not, well, what am I stealing your answer again? You're so sensitive. Jeez. I think they're great, and I love that the MLB had no idea. It was just some designer who threw them together, kind of threw them out. They had been on the internet for a week, but nobody really saw them. Then somebody picked it up, and then Revell tweeted about it, and everybody freaked out. And then they you know, MLB had to come out with a big statement saying, no, it's not ours. It's not going to happen. But I wish they would because they're rad.
Would you like pillbox hats?
I don't know whether this old school, new school. Just I don't know the difference.
Me neither.
Here.
We're
but
lost.
They belonged on one head, and that was the head of a Pittsburgh Pirate.
Oh,
they
we
were
have
the
a
ones
answer.
That came out with it. That's where the hats belong.
How about the Stargell Stars? You had those too, right?
It was awesome.
Yeah, Willie Stargell with the stars. You see those sometimes.
And there
on those
shouldn't
old
be
hats.
Anybody else that can do that.
All right.
Pops was the innovator of that.
Okay, so Kurt's answer is only the Pittsburgh Pirates should wear pillbox hats. Blooper?
I'm going with Kurt on that one. That's a great answer.
Oh, old school. I like that. I agree. I think it was
so
the Pirates thing. No.
No, I said
answer.
We should use it. I actually had a different answer than you. So
you like them? The Pirates hat.
Well, I love the we're done.
Hey, Blooper.
No, I did like the Pirates hat. I just think that they should wear them in the All-Star game. Everybody should.
What happened? Oh, okay. We had 2-2 and 1. We have a draw. Is that right?
That's a tie.
Do we arm wrestle now?
Thumb war. hey, how about rock, paper, scissors, 1 out of 1 to settle the winner for today?
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. So shoot after I say scissors.
Okay.
Rock, rock, paper, scissors. Oh, for God's sake.
I won.
You won?
Yeah. You did you, rock. I had paper.
You didn't even listen to the rules. I think he should be disqualified. I should win because he doesn't know how to play.
That was the second and final edition of Old School, New School. Thanks to Brady Phelps for coming out and playing. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. When we come back, who knows, maybe we'll talk about baseball. Thanks to Brady for coming by. Follow him on the Twitter at Lobshots. We'll continue with more right after this.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, live from the AMR studios at Petco Park. I mean, it's just picture perfect out there. It's gorgeous.
It is. I'm already getting calls to do old school, new school on my show.
What a special moment that was. Let's get to some tweets. We've been neglecting the tweeters.
Sound like David Letterman.
Well, I appreciate that. The greatest, as far as I'm concerned. And I am bummed that Wednesday will be his last show. And if you haven't, just personal moment here, if you haven't been watching Letterman for the last couple weeks, each and every one has been, like, unbelievable. DVR every one of them. They're incredible. And I bet you there will be a crazy number of people watching his last show on Wednesday. It's going to be, like, one of the highest-rated things of the year. Anyway, that's me. Let's get to some tweets. Padres SH is the hashtag to join us. Eddie chimed in. He goes, hey, best segment ever is definitely old school versus new school. And he's got the guy, the emoji, who's laughing so hard that he's crying. I'm glad Eddie liked it. Did you have fun? Did you enjoy that?
Sure. I like arguing with people.
No, I know you do. Friar Fever says, because we had the rock, paper, scissors as the tiebreaker. He says, Kurt won. There's no rule that says you can't show your play early. Paper beats rock. Old school wins.
Thank you very much.
All right. You have the organ blooper. Is the organ still accessible? We're declaring via the birthday boy, Friar Fever, that Kurt's the winner. Congratulations. You won.
That's so funny.
Brady, sorry about that. He won. It's been decided online. Remember when Blooper didn't have a picture of the bullpen cart? Handy. Remember, he didn't have it?
Yes.
Very nice. East Village Times was able to come through with a picture of the old Padre one right there. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. We're going to have another guest. How about that? Allie Sturm of Fox Sports San Diego is going to join us. She hosts Padres POV. New episode of Padres POV coming up tonight after the postgame show on Fox Sports San Diego. Allie's going to join us and let us know what she's got coming up. How'd you like to guarantee the opportunity to purchase tickets to the 2016 All-Star Game, which is being played right here at Petco Park? Become a Padres season ticket member at the Gold or Platinum level, and you will lock in your chance to get tickets to this highly anticipated game. It'll be guaranteed. If you're Gold or Platinum, there you go. You get into the All-Star Game. You get the opportunity to purchase those tickets. Call 619-795-5555 or email tickets@padres.com. to become a member today. We'll take a break, come back, and preview tonight's episode of Padres POV with Allie Sturm right after this.
You want some Padres talk?
We've got that.
Padres Social Hour returns now, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. Game 2 of a 4-game series between the Padres and the Nationals is coming up. Padres took game 1 last night, 8-3 after a 1-hour, 56-minute rain delay. Weather perfect tonight, Kurt Pavakwa, so that'll be lovely as the game rolls on. And, of course, after the game, you've got Padres Live, the post-game show, right here on Fox Sports San Diego. And after that, a brand-new episode of Padres POV, hosted by Ali Sturm, who was nice enough to come by and join us. Ali, first of all, welcome. First stop by of Social Hour.
Yes.
Nerve-wracking, huh?
It's terrifying.
Terrifying, I know. Blooper is very intimidating, and he scares a lot of the guests. But we hope you're comfortable and that you have a good time. Give us a little bit of an idea of what's coming up on POV today.
So for POV, we have a special segment with Austin Hedges, getting to know him. We get to go do pregame with Dick Enberg, and we have me visiting Tony Gwynn Food Truck. There's a lot of good stuff, so you guys got to check it out. It's really great to get to know the guys behind the uniform and, you know, know a little bit more about the player.
Yeah, she gets to hang with the guys, like, all day. And
yeah.
And she does a segment with them. It's
cool. They do fun
cool.
stuff.
Yeah.
The whole point, I think, is that we get to know sort of the guy behind the player. Like, we know the player. We want to know the dude. Like, what kind of guy is he?
You get to know what makes him tick.
Exactly.
Off the field. Yeah, for sure.
I liked the one, the stand-up paddle boarding, right? With Spangie?
With Spangie, yes.
That
when
was
he pushed
good
me in the water,
yeah.
No idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and look at him
he
now.
He had some gut there, didn't he?
Yeah. Now he's hitting home runs
yeah,
there.
Exactly. Twice
you know,
in the game.
And I should have known because they took the audio off me. All the PAs knew. And I was just, you know, so enthused with the whole conversation. Then sure enough, I was like, ah, you plan that one out.
So it was a setup.
That was a setup.
Got
yeah,
it, got it. It's funny how that happened.
Tell us the guy you don't like.
You know, they're all pretty nice. I kind of like them all. They're all good guys. They all have great stories, too, which I think has been so inspiring to me is, you know, Shields with Sector 9 and just getting to see the San Diego boy truly behind it. It's really inspiring, and it's just – it's been an honor to be able to showcase that a little bit more. And as each show goes on, I think I get a little bit better. And so everybody got to tune in because the Austin Hedges one, I think, is – knocking it out of the park.
All right, so that's coming up tonight after the post-game show. You get to see from Austin Hedges. It's a neat show. It really is. If you haven't checked it out after the post-game tonight, what's been your favorite moment on Padres POV so far this year?
Oh, my goodness. There's been so many. You know, I have to say my favorite's probably been James Shields because that was one of my first segments and just getting to see how kind of a individual he was. He was letting the camera guys, you know, ride a skateboard during takes and things like that. And that was very inspiring for me, and it was a great piece.
That's pretty cool. James Shields on a skateboard, no big deal.
It's pretty good, too.
Any major league pitcher that lets you ride a skateboard.
Cool guy.
He's got it.
He's yeah. got it. James Shields is a neat dude. I don't think
he is. Very well spoken.
I don't
very
think
kind.
There's any question about all that. All right, cool. So some fun stuff coming up. Padres POV after the post-game show tonight. Allie's doing a great job on that show.
Thank you.
Is your first season here. How are you enjoying San Diego?
You know, I'm loving it. There's not too much not to like. I mean, the ocean, it's beautiful, and this weather. Not to like it. Mine is yesterday. I'm loving it.
Dark Lighter online, he wants to know if there's a reason it took so long for you to be here on Padres Social Hour. Obviously, Dark Lighter, Blooper did not extend the invitation.
I know. He had to get me over here sooner. No, I will tell him thank you. I love being here. I actually went to Pepperdine, so I was in L.A., so it's nice to be in San Diego. I like the laid-back, the chill vibe of San Diego, and it's
so it's not
place.
The same up there, huh? It's different.
You know, L.A.'s a little bit different. A little
really?
Bit different. I don't know if you know, but a little bit more of a faster pace. San Diego's way better.
No, I don't hang around L.A. Those people are too snobby for me.
I'm just playing with you. I'm sure you know.
All right. Ali Sturm, Padres POV tonight after the post-game show. I've already forgotten. Austin Hedges, behind the scenes with Austin Hedges.
I get to eat loaded fries from Tony Gwynn's food truck.
That sounds delicious.
And we have pregame with Dick Enberg.
Pregame with Dick Enberg. All right, so that's a lot of good
behind
the
scenes. Oh, and Mark Grant, Seattle Mariners fans. You guys, that's actually, you got to check that out. He is funny man Mark Grant.
I was there for part of that, and it's mud out in front of Safeco, essentially messing with Mariner fans. It's worth seeing.
Oh,
it's absolutely worth seeing. All right, cool. So that's Padres POV tonight after the postgame show with Ali. Thanks for stopping by.
Jesse, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. You can join the Padres on Sunday as they honor the men and women of the U.S. Coast Guard. Sector San Diego for U.S. Coast Guard Appreciation Day presented by USAA. Military and their families receive 50% off tickets to Sunday's game. Get tickets at Padres.com. Thanks to Ali Sturm of Fox Sports San Diego. We'll come back more Social Hour right after this.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. This was, you know, the first show I've hosted in like 2 weeks, you know, with all the travel on the road trip. I lost complete control of it. I apologize, Kurt. I lost complete control of old school, new school. I had no idea what was going on.
It was okay. I just got a text from a friend of mine saying I looked nervous next to Allie.
No, you were great. You were fine. Thanks to Allie for stopping by. Thanks to Brady Phelps for playing old school, new school. Thanks to Eno Saris for talking baseball.
And there is a game tonight.
Yes, there is. And a show tomorrow at 4.
Yes.
We'll talk to you then.